Oh, what a beautiful morning.
I will not have this in my studio.
Goodness, somebody woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning.
Are you ready?
We want it now.
The one and only.
Here we are, the stars of the show.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Everybody here ain't from here, but we're here doing our thing.
Oh, indeed, we are doing our thing. I do my thing or my thang on Big Willie 105.5 every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, live and dangerously local, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Also on the River Talk radio stations, which now includes another radio station signal, 94.9 FM, along with 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. You can see the show on the Facebook live stream. There's really not much to see. The high point, the visual treat of the Facebook live stream is the little duck that I got from the Nail City Jeep Club, and it's at the top here, the crown of the mic arm, as you can see that. Thank you, Jennifer. And the Nail City Jeep Club sent me a lovely thank you card. Dear Dimitri, thank you for your help promoting our fundraiser. With your help, it was a wonderful success. 2 exclamation points after success. All the best, the Nail City Jeep Club. Just lovely, lovely people. Jennifer, who was a vestibule lady who was running the county, and now she has been demoted to Kathy Kellich's Treasury Department at the county. Still a lovely, wonderful person. Thank you, Nail City Jeep Club. David, all of you were absolutely wonderful. And Mr. Thomas, thank you so much for using your dealership, turning over your dealership to the Nail City Jeep Club for that wonderful, wonderful fundraiser. All right, great news for you today. Some sad news also. The sad news is that more problems continue with East Ohio Regional Hospital. I've got the audio. Wait till you hear the audio that I have for you today. I've got letters from people, messages, you know, email. I've got incredible prize packages for you today, including tickets to Gary Allen. Gary Allen is going to be here live in Wheeling in November. I have a pair of tickets that I can and will give out today in the prize package. Write down this phone number and make it one of your favorites in your phone. It's 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Mark it as Dimitri's Radio Studio Hotline. Dimitri with three eyes. 740-325-1490. A pair of tickets, Gary Allen. And also, I've got a four-pack of tickets for the Carnegie Science Center for August. This is a great, wonderful thing to wrap up the summer. Have your kids get interested in science. Go to the Carnegie Science Center. If you've got little girls and STEM is a big issue for you, as it is for many of them, this is another wonderful, wonderful prize package from the Carnegie Science Center. Lots of prizes for you today, but you need that number. You need to call that number. Wait a minute. Someone's calling right now. Hold on. Big what? Somebody's calling, and then I answer, and they hang up. So, anyway, we've got at least 10 lines. Hold on. Let me just check here. 1, 2. Hello?
Hello?
Big Willie 105.5. How can I help you?
I'm sorry. I missed out. Wrong number.
And how's your morning going for you? All right, fine. So a lot of stuff to get to, including, and I don't even normally like talking about other radio stations and their failing morning shows, but one morning show, I can't believe this. This is so small market. This is so petty. I've been blocked. There's an old AM radio station in town that used to be great. I mean, it has lots of watts, but now they're just wasting them. And they've got this pathetic little morning show with someone named Sam, who's actually a woman, Otis, who's actually not a woman, and some reference to a Bloom dummy. And this morning show, which is struggling and failing, I mean, you can see it for yourself on Facebook. Wait a minute, another call. Big Willie, one of... They're calling and hanging up. What is this? It's not time yet for the prize packages, okay? Anyway, they blocked me. Sam, who's actually a, identifies as a woman, and Otis, who's not, that's not even his real name. He's actually a guy who works for the state of West Virginia to rat out businesses that have liquor licenses. They're trying to pretend that they've got this guy, David Bloom Dummy, who's part of the show, who's not, who has trying to do a show up in Cleveland. And they blocked me. They've actually blocked me. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. And I can tell you why. That'll be a little bit later on this morning. What a sad, sorry excuse for a broadcaster's. God, just awful. All right, so let's get started. East Ohio Regional Hospital, the latest update. I'm all over this story because nobody else is. The struggling hospital that, through no fault of its own, I mean, the ownership has been just horrendous with this thing. This Doc Johnson and now this Harold Ramsey, who some people might mistake as a carpetbagger from New York City, trying to suck all the money out of the valley and then leave as quickly as possible. The court papers from the bank, the Belmont Savings Bank, were really eye-opening. Shared some of that information with you yesterday, that the company that he created, 360 Healthcare, was created the day before he bought the hospital from Doc Johnson, and according to the court papers, did not pay even one penny for that transfer. It's absolutely unbelievable. We have a lot of people who are very concerned about the ethics of their collection agency. And apparently, from what people are telling me, it sure sounds as if it's a collection agency from Calcutta or some other third world cesspool in the subcontinent. And I've got the audio. I've got the audio. Wait till you hear this. And I've got messages from people. And here's one of them. A message sent by email. My fiance, which is French for girlfriend, I guess, used to be employed by East Ohio Regional Hospital. She went to the doctor several times there because she thought she had insurance through the hospital. Finds out that she did not have insurance. They were taking it out of her pay, the hospital, but they weren't paying the health insurance premiums. Thank you, Doc Johnson. Because now we're getting collection calls from a third party from East Ohio Regional Hospital asking for payment. Been getting calls from East Ohio Regional Hospital's collections for at least three times a day. She receives calls wanting to collect on this from a third party. Last call was on Friday, August 15, 2025. I've got the audio of one of those calls. They called me. And I'm not even a patient of East Ohio Regional Hospital. I will tell you that. But first, the update. Yesterday, I broke the story that East Ohio Regional Hospital is still pretending that it's open and running a business that is a viable hospital. Their website does not tell people the truth that it's been shut down since March. Their website, East Ohio Regional Hospital's website. Check for yourself. I checked again this morning. EOHospital.com, EOHospital.com, or look it up as East Ohio Regional Hospital. You look at their website, the hospital's official website, and they're acting as if they're open, that everything is fine, and the phone numbers work, and the forms are there you can fill out in order to pay them, and this, that, and the other. They're deceiving everyone on earth on the internet who is not aware that East Ohio Regional Hospital is closed. They're deceiving the public, their own website. No mention of the fact that they've been closed since March. Clearly, they want, the only thing that I can assume is they clearly want people to believe that it's still a viable operation, that it's the hospital doors are open, that they're doing business. Why would they deceive the public like that? Why? And a follow-up to Steve Novotny. And again, I never wanted to bring this up, but he insisted on my show. He just doubled down and then tripled down. Dimitri, I'm the local contact, and you need to go through me with this, that, and the other. Everything on my show, he was saying this, and I was just cringing because I knew this would open up a can of worms, and people would start talking about, Steve and, why he hadn't been forthcoming about so many things, including the whole Roxby fiasco. Jeffrey Morris is in prison right now. I mean, anyway, long story short, I got, when I did the interview with Harold Ramsey, and I do thank Steve Novotny for lining up the interview. It was all his doing, no question. I got Harold Ramsey, the new owner who created this 360 healthcare the day before he purchased East Ohio Regional Hospital. That's according to the court documents from the bank, Belmont Savings Bank. I dragged it out of Harold Ramsey that he is paying Steve Novotny. Steve Novotny, a talk show host on the River Talk radio stations, and yes, you hear me on River Talk, as well as, of course, Big Willie 105.5. I dragged it out of him that he is actually paying Steve Novotny. Now, he's not paying the former employees who are out so much money. He is clearly not paying the loan off to the bank of Belmont Savings, but he is paying Steve Novotny. Make of that whatever you want. But I dragged it out of him. And I said, hey, did you at least say to Steve Novotny that he has got to be forthcoming and to disclose this anytime he talks about Harold Ramsey or East Ohio Regional Hospital or 360 Healthcare or anything else? And Harold Ramsey essentially said, well, people should just assume that when they see that he's the local contact. That's no answer. So I think we shame Steve Novotny to finally add something to his blog at the end of these puff pieces that he wrote, slobbering stories about Harold Ramsey. Turns out he works for Harold Ramsey. And at the bottom of the latest Harold Ramsey story, at least the one that I saw, Steve Novotny put in there, Novotny is a subcontractor for East Ohio Regional Hospital. No reference at all that he is being paid by them to be their shill, to be their spokesperson. Now, so I checked today to see if Steve would, frankly, you know, clean it up and make it, you know, look, I'm being paid to be the local contact. He didn't. He's still going as the subcontractor for East Ohio Regional Hospital. So I thought to myself, huh, if Steve Novotny is a subcontractor, what exactly is a subcontractor in West Virginia? What does that even mean? And so I went online, it's found this, that being a subcontractor in Wheeling, West Virginia means you are a person or business that performs a portion of a project for a prime contractor or another subcontractor. You are essentially hired by a general contractor to handle a specific part of a larger job, such as plumbing, electrical work, or drywall. So because Steve Novotny is now identifying as a subcontractor, then we've got to ask, well, then who's the contractor? Is there somebody else who is being paid by Harold Ramsey to be this local contact for East Ohio Regional Hospital? Because Harold Ramsey never gave that indication at all. So just more questions now, and frankly, a lot of ethical concerns, I must tell you, regarding Steve Novotny and his role here about not being transparent. And again, on top of everything with the Roxby scandal, where he was just, you know, had Jeffrey Morris on all the time, and, oh, everything's going to be great, everything's going to be wonderful, and we're going to do this, the McClure, and we're going to do that with the Scottish Rites, and we're going to do everything, and blah, 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 blah. And all the slobbering interviews and all the slobbering stories. And as far as I can recall, and again, I could be wrong about this, but as far as I can recall, I never, never heard Steve Novotny say, full disclosure, I'm actually being paid by Jeffrey Morris. Jeffrey Morris apparently did not pay a whole lot of people. That maybe that's why he's in prison. But once again, even though nobody else was getting paid in Wheeling, apparently Steve Novotny was getting paid by this guy. And as far as I know, Steve Novotny was not disclosing the conflict of interest. So now we've got the Jeffrey Morris Roxby thing, and now we've got the Harold Ramsey thing with East Ohio Regional Hospital. What I have, I got a short break coming up here, and also two big prize packages for you today. Remember, 740-325-1490. I have an part of the audio for my exclusive live interview with Harold Ramsey here on Big Willie 105.5. I want to play that for you after this short break, and then I'm going to play you the phone call. A collector from the Calcutta Collections call center called me. You listen to this call, and then you tell me if you can believe anything, and I mean anything connected with East Ohio Regional Hospital.